camera's on.
Yes, it is.
Fun times.
Camera's on.
Yeah, we're live.
So they can actually watch me in real time, scroll through my phone as I'm looking at boobs. Yay, Twitter.
So, welcome to, like, the show. Because today is Scott's birthday, and I decided I would start this in a very different way than we normally do.
I was about to say, why are you over there waving your hands in the air trying to block up a Scott's face?
I mean, if you want to block my beard, go right ahead.
That's right. The great bearded Scott
right.
is old today.
Old.
Old. And he's got something. I picked something up. For the Scott.
He's also in there confused looking for his birthday present.
Change looking around too.
It is in this room. And I'm pretty sure it's something you don't have. And I'm pretty sure it's something you'll like. And I'm pretty sure it's pretty fucking cool.
Let's see, what's new? What's new that's in here that...
That would be hard for you guys to track down since this whole room just had a remastering.
Yeah.
I think it's that. I think it's Venom.
No, it's not Venom. Venom has been here for a while.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing Venom last time.
Yeah, ooh, he has. Ooh.
Figured it out.
What?
Bill's a cheapskate, so... Empty can.
Okay.
What the fuck?
So, I'm going to get up here. It is actually behind you.
I figured.
Pull the chair out. See that right there, Scott? Down there, that cube at the very bottom.
The black cube?
It's in there.
Oh, right. Shit.
I know I'm in everybody's way. I'm sorry.
Cube's
on the floor, by the way, so you wouldn't be able to see shit anyway.
I see a spider guy.
Pick it up.
Yep, pick him up.
I'm going to pick up the whole
cube. Yeah, just take the whole damn thing.
Yep,
and
go
then
back.
I'll,
there you go.
Yeah,
there we go.
Carefully get around the... Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Fuck, I'm old too.
Fuck, you're old too?
Yeah. Let me get that box out the fucking way.
Okay.
Let me turn off the Wi-Fi so I'm not connecting from the stream.
There. I'll hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Holding phone.
Holding phone.
Holding mic.
All right, so let me check this so I can see that
we
got...
We've got our own personal stands now. So the camera can see it, kind of. Damn lighting.
Spider-Man.
It's the only problem with natural light.
The real Spider-Man. 90s PCV diorama.
The real
nice.
The real Spider-Man, that ain't Miles.
Fuck that!
Shit! Here, let me get it close to the camera so it can see.
Especially the stance and stuff.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's someone else has shown up.
Oh, Nick finally get here?
I think so.
Cool. So he missed a birthday gift, that's fine.
So thank you, Bill. It is cool.
I'm gonna put a phone over there.
Yeah, I figure.
I just gotta find a place to put it now.
That was what I was figuring was.
Yeah, I'll put this over here.
Well, I was about to say here.
Not
I'll
be,
train you. Hold that.
To not be one up by Bill.
All right, I gotta go on to my van. I'll be right back.
To not be one up by Bill. That is from the entire Phantom Knight crew.
There we go.
Okay. Oh,
now
I
to
see.
Be fair,
oh, okay.
I just put that over there in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
don't
so let's kill this
books.
Part right here. Go back to the display
the
so that we can go on to the actual show. But hey, today, welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 218, the Lost Galaxy Review. This will be part 3, where we're finally moving to episode 3.
Yeah, because I know with the actual podcast ones, I've been labeling it episode 1 review, episode 2 review, even though the YouTubes have it down like Lost Galaxy 1, Lost Galaxy 2.
Yeah. Dude, this We spent like over 4 fucking hours on episode 1 and 2.
Right.
And I actually got through the 15 episodes and then backtracked to get screen captures. So,
right.
I'm here.
Well, to be fair, I've been awake since 3 a.m. and like 2 people on our Discord fucking know about it because I've been bitching all morning. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot fucking 4 people because, no, 5. Yeah, because you and Bill and Scott. Yeah. Yeah, you guys read it. Either way, so there's been a handful.
Discord.
So you knew I was awake, fuck, 3 a.m.?
Nope.
Watching Gwen fucking sit on her goddamn Switch, watching YouTube.
She was.
While I was fucking sitting up playing Breath of Fire on the...
Okay.
I was asleep.
This has been brought up multiple times that I called him Damien. And I'm sorry that he's the fucking Winston of the franchise.
Yeah.
Okay? But so far, I know his name is like Damon, right?
Right.
Well, here's the thing. Even Netflix fucks it up because
yep.
there is literally a subtitle calling him David and a subtitle calling him Damien. So,
yep.
look, I'm sorry, all right? but fucking... He
Netflix
gets fucked,
sucks.
He gets fucked in his own episode, the poor guy.
Yep. yeah. It's entirely his episode. He ain't in it. Fuck you.
Dude, oh, no, bullshit.
No, he's in it.
Yeah, he's in it for a bit.
He's in it to fight, and then he's in it to
wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, to eat cake.
Yeah.
fucking dog shit, man.
Happy birthday now to you, fuck off.
No, and now it's time for cake.
Happy birthday, Damon. He's like, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Where you been all day?
Maybe I could be in an episode, maybe?
you have the least amount of character of it all.
Points go to whoever gets the reference in the chat.
Right.
So, here we go. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCurry, proto guy.
Nick the Late Paladin.
Not wrong.
I was Shane today.
Yeah,
I overslept.
Okay.
I woke up and I was like...
I beat you here by like 4 minutes.
What fucking time is it? My alarm went off at
8:15.
Yeah,
I know. You
literally
walked up right as it turned 10. We're like, okay, time to start the stream. And you're like, what are we doing? We're like, close the door. That's what's going on.
Well, it's literally, I had my alarm set for 8:15. I rolled over, turned it off. I was like, I'll close my eyes for a few minutes. It's fine.
Nope.
Close my eyes for a few minutes, and it literally felt like 5-10 minutes had passed. And I was like, all right, time to get up. And I'm like, wait, what fucking time is it? Grab my phone. Oh, shit!
Yep.
Message you guys, threw clothes on, went, bye, guys! Out the door. Hit Casey's and bolted like a bat out of hell.
Yep.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so, here we go. Shitty bugs. Shitty bee putties.
Bee putties with hands, though.
Yes.
Bee putties with hands.
I fully admit that evidently they do have hands, but I'm telling you.
A lot of the times they don't have hands.
Right.
It seems like once they decide to grow hands, they can't get their hands back because at the end of the fucking series, they will need help to strap on their fucking suicide backpacks because they don't have hands.
Yep.
So wait,
hands are for the weak.
So we're starting off on episode 3?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't go back and rewatch 3 through 7. I kind of remember what went on.
That's
though.
Fine. We'll
that's,
get there.
That's why
I
we,
powered
that's
through
why we take
the
notes.
Rest of it though last night.
No, trust me. My Netflix got turned off on last Friday, and it won't be turned on until I get my credit card on Monday. So
at least it's
yeah.
not Tuesday.
It's true.
I've had these 15 episodes done for over a month.
I know.
I got the 15 episodes.
Well over a month.
Yes, but again, I woke up at 3 a.m. I was like, well, shit, I'm awake. I might as well rewatch. Ah, fuck.
Okay, so the bee putties have, they've captured some things.
Something.
And put them in cages.
And with the glowing eyes, it's like, did they capture the Dragonzord in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Yep. Did it's pissed.
Yep.
Did they capture it in its cousins?
Well, to be honest with you...
It's all right. Tommy will show up and fix it.
So, okay.
let's piss on the plants. I mean, water
okay,
the plants.
Now, because because he literally snuck on to Terra Venture, and because you have to have a fucking job to be here, he's jumping jobs right now, and currently he is...
gardening.
Watering Terra Venture?
Yep. He's the groundskeeper.
Mm. Maya's in the same boat.
Leo.
Yeah, she's in the same boat. So,
because look, like the other team are supposed to be there,
right?
Those two are not supposed to be there.
Yep.
So they're like,
They're
looking like, what should we do? Like, I don't know. We probably should blend in.
Yeah, we should probably.
And then you look at her. Like, you might want to blend in. That's not
some. I'm sure they're somehow given a job, but I don't know what the fuck their job is.
So right now, it's groundskeeping.
No.
Tomorrow it might be blacksmithing. We don't know.
No. I haven't seen blacksmithing in this show. This show would be a lot cooler with blacksmithing.
And apparently the fumes make her hear things.
Well, okay. I only have one explanation for what's happening here. Only one.
Psychic power.
We already know she's chosen, right? She basically spent her entire fucking life next to the sword, whether she pulled it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe she has a higher connection to the grid than they do.
Ah.
Maybe she can hear whatever these things are calling to her.
Deus Ex Morphine Grid.
Or maybe she just has psychic powers.
Well, no, because she won't use psychic powers anywhere in the show, except for when the Morphine Grid needs it.
Maybe she only has convenient psychic powers.
She's
at one with the nature because of where she's from.
Or psychic powers based on the script.
But then if that's true, if she really has like some sort of connection to nature, if that's what they're trying to play out, she should also sense that there is an immense power force right here on Terra Venture. Because the lights of Orion are here now.
Oh, wait, I sense...
Yeah, exactly.
So Maya, can you?
I'm getting a strong fit. Boom.
So Maya, can you hand me that? Can you hand me that one? Oh shit, she did. How'd she die?
Wait, that's not supposed to happen. We've got the power.
Why did her brain come out of her ear?
Trachina.
And why is it crawling away on the ground?
I like Trachina.
You like Trachina?
I do. I literally do. I like a lot of the enemies in this because they're all. They're all playing against each other, and it's very fucking conniving, but they're also very scarily competent in their own ways, because they're fucking each other. Half the time, it's them fucking each other when they literally could have won by now.
Yeah. Well,
she wants to please her father.
No, she wants to take over for daddy.
I've always...
She wants daddy gone, but she wants to make sure she's set to rule everything first.
Every single one of them are vying for power.
Yep.
All of them.
Even the bee putties want power.
It's true.
They want to not die as bitches.
No, the bee putties just want more pollen. They don't give a fuck as long as you got pollen.
Dude! Give me some pollen,
they're
goddammit.
Bee putties! Pollen will
don't
only
Don't take
make
the
them
pollen!
Here.
Yes.
Oh, this is a small thing.
I said
thing.
Honeyer.
I know I'm barely pointing this out, but I do realize they do throw in one thing that makes sense story-wise for all of these people living in a biodome. Whenever it's an American scene, if you watch the background, it's only these, like, battery cars instead of a bunch of cars that would be polluting the biodome. It's only when they go to the stock footage that it's like...
Here's a diesel-driven Jeep because we got to get somewhere quick.
Yeah.
you know you're poisoning the air.
But this is interesting.
Hey, man, you see these electric cars? They go 22 miles an hour at top speed.
But I also noticed that all these cars that drive around in the background in the American scenes, they don't have doors. Like, none of them have doors.
You go 22 miles an hour. What do you need a door for?
And to be fair, they didn't have the electric cars at the time other than a fucking golf cart.
It's true.
So those are decked out golf carts.
Decked out golf carts. Terra Venture.
Except when we need to get places. Yeah. Then we get a diesel-driven Jeep. But until then, you get putt-putt car.
Damon looks ridiculous. Hey, guys.
Trust me, it looks more ridiculous later when there's two people in there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. I know.
You see, like I said,
you see that quite a bit in the series, apparently.
Like on episode 10 or 11, I can't remember. It's one of those two. You see, like, fucking 15, 20 of these fucking cars just driving by.
Clown-ass motherfucking cars.
No, because they only seat two, Shane.
Huh.
Race to the Rescue.
It's the episode's name.
Okay, I got to ask a question in here.
What's that?
Because Damien, whoever, is recommending them not using the mega ship because of the engines. And it's like, wait, how long has it been since the pilot? Because it's like, did they just get back two months ago?
They're probably refitting the ship.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a museum.
So, technically speaking, they shouldn't have been able to take off at all. Because museum ships are specifically depowered.
Yep.
So that they can't go anywhere.
You see what happened to the Enterprise.
Yeah. And to be fair, if it's like an actual like military type of ship or anything, they gut everything out of it.
Yeah.
It would be classified. So that way then people could just go on tours and look around and be like, oh, these are the cramped bunks everybody slipped in.
So as a museum ship, that thing shouldn't have been able to do anything, let alone take off.
But
somehow it did.
There's also,
and now you imagine if they have to put the damn thing back together, there will be a lot of doing.
There's also, they're not telling you this, but as you can see, he's telling them that the ship is not ready to go because it's Monday and stuff doesn't come until Tuesday.
They can't
do nothing until tomorrow.
Sometimes we get really fucked, though, when it comes in on Friday.
Yep.
What the fuck are you doing? Yes.
Yeah, yo, boy, much. Kai up in this bitch.
It's true. Okay.
I'm on deck with my boss right there. Why are you calling me?
Kai is also very right now.
Yeah.
But he's like, what the fuck? He's like, you can't just take this ship and go places. I don't care if she hears things.
Yeah. Oh, Scott, you're getting half... happy birthday things into chat from people tuning in now.
I'm seeing it.
By the way, happy birthday. Because I wasn't here for the face cam rave.
Yep.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Don't worry, it was like 20 minutes of people staring at my butt. While we tried to figure
out. I was about to say,
out.
Were you twerking?
No, because people can't throw us virtual money. We're not fucking YouTube partnered or whatever the fuck.
It's on that planet right there that I'm pointing at.
That's right.
Conveniently.
She knows exactly where to go, because...
It's over there? What, you mean that thing behind that planet? No, it's the planet. Oh. Well, how convenient.
And yes, Alpha is still around.
Well, yeah. Huh.
You know what? I got an issue with Alpha later.
He comes with the ship, I mean.
I got a real big issue with Alpha later.
It's like when you buy a new car, you get the Sirius satellite radio, but you don't want to use
that
shit.
Buy an Astro ship, get a
dumb Alpha shit for robot for free,
Get an Alpha series for free.
Yeah, can we get the earlier model?
No.
It's reliable.
He's gone.
Can I swap it out? Yeah, for extra money. Well, what the fuck?
I want, and the bad news, it's only the Jersey version.
I want Jersey Alpha back.
Yo, what up, Rangers? I don't know. Dumb shit Jersey Alpha might be more beneficial.
I mean, it still is Jersey Alpha.
Yeah.
It's Jersey Sinister Alpha. He just had a voice modulation change.
They need to take it back to the fucking Jersey Alpha.
We need the pre-update version from this series.
Does not compute.
So they go to this planet.
Damn Microsoft.
And they're kind of crazy just by going them three against so many bugs.
I guess they didn't know because they're really just listening to her and she's like, I fucking hear animals. And they're like, yeah, there's animals on Terra Venture.
I hear things in space.
I hear animals in space.
And they're like,
dude, this bitch is crazy.
I think we need to get her to a psych ward, and they need to give her some meds.
Dude, that fucking power
they need
is
to up
fucking
them
with her.
Is she really going to have our back in battle? What she hears a fucking cat in a tree?
No, she's going to fucking go, I'm here, guy. Oh, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. What if we're about to get our asses whooped?
Oh, I just heard a bird.
Then we get our asses whooped.
Then we're dead. Here's the thing. in the meantime, we just play along. We go on with this little mission with her. And then when we give our chance, man, we fuck her.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about? Oh, a bird.
Yes, Maya.
It's pretty bird. Pretty bird. Squirrel.
Hey, Maya, isn't that a cat stuck in a tree over there?
What? Where?
I'll get it out. Don't throw your fucking saber at it.
But if I don't shoot the branch, how will I get it?
Well, there was a cat in the tree. Now it's over there.
Over there, and up there, and over there.
Man, you threw that bitch, and that fucking saber so hard it exploded.
Next.
Oh, man. And they're shooting lasers at
okay, these first. Off, we have to have some fun with this, and you know
I
it.
Know. Oh, yeah. First off, look at the one in the middle. The two on the sides are honestly got the laser prods, and they're prodding. We know what those are. The guy up here is like...
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, the power of space Christ compels you.
Exactly.
you evil space demons.
The power of space Christ compels
you. I'm just saying that...
We need an old space priest and a new space priest.
No, I'll be honest with you.
Somebody give me a Jedi.
If I'm one of those guys on the side going, what the fuck are you doing, Jerry?
Shit.
I'm doing this, man. I don't trust these demons, man.
I'm fucking exercising the evil out of these bitches. Jerry, so, they are animals. So Jerry, we're evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The power is space grace.
But Carl...
So, serious question on that, though.
What?
Is Space Christ the update to Super Mecha Death Christ 3000 BC beta bitch?
Yes.
Okay.
So, they find giant cages.
And they look extremely... They look like they want
to
be there.
Maya's looking look, she's about to start bawling her
eyes
out.
She's like, oh my God, they're being tortured.
Yeah, she's like, we have to save them. And then
D-Man's like, man, I ain't going over there. I see what happens in the movies.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Like the two guys are like, I know you're not from Earth, so you've never seen Jurassic Park, but like, this cage...
You probably shouldn't
this
do
cage
this.
Cage did no favors for the last guy.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you look at this picture, if you look at Leo, he's just like lost in his own thoughts, like, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He looks very much like
when I get back to Terra Venture, I'm going to eat me some cheese.
No, he's probably like...
He's still missing his brother, that's all.
He's probably like, man, what would Mike do if he was here? I wonder if Mike would be hungry, too.
Would Mike fuck her?
Oh,
she's crazy
God.
As fuck. But I'm thinking about tapping that.
So, all right, fucking
distraction.
Jane of the Jungle.
Yep, yeah. She decides to be a distraction so that they can free the gigantic, dangerous animals.
I'd give this show all the props, the greatest show ever, if she would have stood up on that tree and said, distraction! And everyone's like, well, that's distracting. What are you doing?
Jumps up there. Hey, Stingwingers over here. Look.
Distraction.
A distraction. What? Boom, dead!
evil tree bitch! Space Christ can... Jerry, do something else! Get your religious ass out of here! Fucking don't help us fucking stab the animals!
I'll fight rangers, it's fine!
Oh, here comes the Elvis monster.
Oh my god, dude, the Elvis crab monster.
This originally was my favorite monster for a while. Because he was so stupidly ridiculous.
Oh, God.
In the 15th episode's my favorite monster. In the 14th episode is the end of my favorite general.
Oh, man.
Okay, so they, galactic.
Yep, they go galactic.
Hey, guys, we're here because the plot says we need to be here.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching this, and they like just showed up, and I was like, wait.
How the fuck did they get there?
That's what I'm curious of. How did they even get there?
Deus Ex Morphinger.
Well, the script says I have to be here, so I'm here.
Because there's no...
Other ships?
There's no other ships.
Other ships, because they only take the Astro ship.
That seems to be the only ship that exists.
And the Astro ship has the midget ships on
it. They travel by space map.
All right, Kendrick, I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
No,
on-screen space map.
No, literally what they did is they pulled up their Pip-Boys. They said, where's our friends at? Cool. Well, the Astro Megaship is right there on the planet, but we've never been to this place. But we can fast travel back to the ship. And then a loading screen happens.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, my God. We've been to the ship.
Yep, we fast traveled. Yep,
we fast traveled to the ship. Done.
Video game logic.
I don't have anything for this one.
I just gave it to
you. I don't. Yeah,
they opened Pip-Boys and fast traveled back to the ship.
Because I got nothing for this. The only other thing I could possibly come up with is
they hijacked one of those Starship Trooper
Rangers could teleport. Maybe.
No. These Rangers don't.
I don't know. The others seem to be able to do so.
Maybe they just did it off screen because they're like, look, we've spent enough of our budget on some of this dumb shit. So let's just say, yeah, they're here. They teleported off screen.
But they're here.
Cool.
I mean, to be fair, Jerry's salary is ridiculous, and he ain't doing shit over there.
So they show up. We fight Bee Putties. Consistently, the fighting in this has been really good. Like, I've liked almost every fight scene in
this series.
I have some issues with
this
them.
This series has been real, at least the first 15 episodes, has been real stellar. There are, I have my issues, we will get to
now
that
see,
later.
One of the things that might be changing Nick's attitude here, he didn't watch what preceded it.
No, it's the thing I basically have an issue with is some other sword play.
You didn't see what preceded it.
No, and thankfully, because I probably would have shot myself.
Because some of the fights that preceded this were awful.
Power Rangers in Space is one of the best series ever.
Mm.
That's what preceded this, and yes, it is one of the best.
Drill sword sucks.
It doesn't. It's not impractical.
It's Spiral Saber. Spiral Saber is an awful fucking weapon.
Well, so is Scoop Buck Hands, but, you know.
We haven't got to Scoop Bucket Hands.
And nor will you, because we didn't get that series.
But we will get to it.
Yeah, somebody else.
Because Super Mega Force will do Legendary Rangers.
Yeah, but.
We still have to bring it up, Shane.
Man, Lightspeed Rescue's up next, so just
appreciate
what you
got. So either way, so she cuts the fuck out.
Yeah, you better enjoy the hell out of this.
One chain cut.
So anyways, they release these gigantic things.
Oh, these big monster battle.
Okay, listen, man. When I first saw them... Okay, no, let's keep going. Keep going. I'm gonna that looks disgusting. Kendrick got boned, man.
What, you don't like
you
naked
don't like
sphinx?
Giant space kitty?
Space kitty?
You don't looks like a Zord.
So we got...
Condor.
We got Galactic Condor.
Well, which looks more like a fucking...
Rodan.
Pazuzu.
Galactic Lion thing.
Yep.
Rock Lion.
Galactic Kitty.
It
meow. That Lord Zed should have fucking wrote because they both look the same without no skin.
Galactic
Monkey!
Gorilla.
Galactic Uka Uka.
Galactic Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And fucking Elvis Monster.
Should have been the main bad guy.
Run!
He should have been the main bad
hearing
guy.
Hearing him talk.
No! Oh, he's so awful.
No. You Rangers. Shit, it's like we got the actor here.
Oh, now she can hear the beasts talking.
Oh,
she can understand their language now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
She's hearing things
guys.
Again.
They want to help us.
Well, they are.
They want to say thank you for saving them. Bitch, you speak giant space monster animal thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Actually, to be
don't
fair.
Don't you?
Well, yeah, we have
none
to
of
take,
them.
We have to take 3 years of it in high school.
None of them. None of the galactic beasts look like that's what they said.
She's sorry, like, I got stuck like, in Spanish.
She's like, I can hear them. They want to thank us, and you can see the lines like, I don't want to thank you, I want to eat you. What the fuck are you
he
talking
does.
About, bitch?
He very much looks like he wants to eat them.
Clifford the Big Red Lion.
Okay, listen.
Kind of not wrong.
When they're in that form.
And they're gone.
And then they poof.
And go!
Now, if they could just poof, how did they end up in those cages? Anti-poof cages?
Possibly. I mean, they probably knew.
They were lead-lined.
Well, the script says that we can poop. Lot. So we're going to go ahead and go with that.
Deus Ex
I love
plotting
how you
grid.
Still fucking dig into your pocket for imaginary scripts. Just like, hold on, let me...
So meanwhile...
I always carry them.
The boss
I'm
man is
ugly
pissed.
As hell.
I like that the boss man actually...
Zaps the first monster that was guarding the cages.
Well, yeah, he actually, like, gets mean and shitty with his people, which also shows why the power struggle exists, which also changes his dynamic from other villains that we've seen, where, like, how many times could Goldar fuck up?
And Rita was like...
And Rita and Zed didn't kill him?
You're such a fuck up!
They took his wings once, and then just allowed him to continue fucking up. For like 50 episodes.
Or what about Finster?
457.
Why did your monster suck? Look, take another one.
How many times did Finster make fucking shitty, shitty monsters that had no chance whatsoever? Every now and then he fucking had a good one, but just cannon fodder out the ass, and Rita was like, that's okay, he'll do better next
week.
Like
a big pig.
Finster, did you send a pig monster?
And he's like, I guess, dumbass bitch.
Look, bitch, I just fucking...
Maybe that's why.
I let
why.
My hands
because,
do shit.
Hold on, maybe because she can't really shit on him, because she's the one... He'll be working on something that looks awesome, and she'll walk in and be like, I'm going to need a nasty booger monster. And he's like, really? Because I got like this really super strong Godzilla thing. No!
Booger man!
Booger man!
And booger!
To be fair, the pig
booger.
Was...
Booger!
Yeah,
and...
But no, to be fair,
got it.
That pig man was pre-made because they literally walked in, they're like, oh shit, look at this fucking furnace thing that's been here for like 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Oh shit, a pig monster. Let's run it through.
Unfortunately... After 9,999 years, their power decreases gradually. Yeah. And by gradually, I mean it's like a sheer cliff.
Yeah. Well, let's be real. When Rita came in and was like, I need this. And he walks away. He's like, fuck you, bitch. Trapping me for 10,000 fucking years. I'll give you some shit.
What's that? My craftsmanship has declined.
Oh man, I'm just out of practice. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I mean,
man.
It's been 10,000.
Sorry,
years.
When you don't practice in 10,000 years, your craft kind of declines, bitch.
How about sorry, we've just been sitting here playing goddamn Space Uno.
How about you? How about you go fucking send those two guys over in the corner that always hug each other? Fucking squat
no,
baboons.
No,
they're
no,
always like,
no, no.
Ah!
They didn't have Space Uno. They had Space Pinochle.
Yeah.
So, the Rangers are away. Let's attack Terra Venture.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd blow up the whole damn thing. I'd be like, oh, the Rangers ain't here. Send the ship in, shoot a giant beam, everyone's dead. Victory. Let's go.
Right, no. I'm going to admit, watched episode 3 quite a while back now.
Me too.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is that?
That's a warning robot that's supposed to run around and tell everybody, oh, fuck, we're being attacked.
Really? It looks like a trash robot. I don't like coke into.
No, it's a modified trash bot. It was originally a trash bot.
Yeah.
But then they started getting their asses whooped, and they went, oh, fuck.
I mean, I know Terra Venture's clean as fuck.
Right.
At least in the few areas that we get to see. It has to be. It's a biodome. It's got to be clean as fuck.
Right.
So alien ship approaching, and everyone panics. Well, sorry, but not all aliens are here to kill you guys.
This thing is coming at me with giant pincers and lasers.
And
as far as I've seen so far, I have zero defense mechanisms of any kind
and
whatsoever.
To be honest with you, until SPD...
I'm terrified.
Until SPD, when aliens live on Earth with us, we take them as a threat.
And to be fair, we've also only encountered two alien races. One alien race that tried to kill us... And the other alien race, it's technically humans that were already launched into space, so they're technically still humans.
And there's also the Aqua Rangers.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, but we didn't know about the Aquatar Rangers.
In terms of humans,
yeah,
the only
human
thing
knowledge,
we know is one alien made monsters and tried to kill us. Then there was a sentient AI alien race that tried to kill us.
Oh, yeah.
that pretty much succeeded.
Yeah.
And then there was this really hot... spandex-wearing chick that came from space to try to kill us.
Yep, and then we met her race of people, her humans, and that's kind of where we are. So So far, if this alien thing is coming at my ship that has no fucking defenses whatsoever, because I'm from Earth, and I know how dangerous the galaxy is, but I set out with nothing.
Yeah.
Hey,
so far I'm 1-for-4 on meeting actual friendly aliens.
Surely.
But I'm not bringing any weapons.
Not bringing
Surely
any
we should be okay, right?
Exactly. Well, we got some kind of... some small defense.
So here they go. They shoot at us because we're dumb and we literally cannot shoot back.
Yep.
Terror Venture has no weapons.
Commander, what do we do?
We take our pistols off, shoot at the dome. I mean, actually,
Commander, what do? We die.
Here's the thing. Everyone in that center dome's dead.
Yep.
At this one instance.
Nope.
Dead.
Just shake some good.
Nope.
Shake some good.
Should be dead.
Shakey shake.
They're not part of the morphing grid.
Nick,
shake,
Nick, dead,
Nick,
shakey, shake.
In this universe,
shields.
Large explosions only cause you to do this.
How did those lasers get through? They had to do something to the big special glass around that keeps all the stuff in. Take. Fuck your invisible script.
Plot.
Shane, what happens
the
when you have decompressurization in space?
Get launched.
You get launched out of whatever said hole.
Blown out.
And you die.
No, you don't die. You just get blown out. They can breathe in space. We saw the little girl
Superman
breathe in space.
Logic.
Yeah.
In space, Carlos took a little girl out into space and she had no space suit.
She was fine.
Yeah.
She just fucking boogie boarded all the way to the fucking moon and got a space.
By the way,
she was safe in space,
and we could breathe on the moon. So space has air in this universe.
Which, by the way, makes Carlos the biggest dick ranger ever. He's like, I'm all morphed up.
If I'm not mistaken, the Power Rangers universe takes place in the Superman 4 universe.
Yep.
It's just that Superman has retired. That was
years
ago.
About to say, if Superman is here, why the fuck isn't he taking care of this shit?
Because Superman retired.
Because he pulled a Captain America before Captain America pulled a Captain America.
No, retired. No. Soup went to look for this other Krypton that's been detected. Remember Superman Returns?
He's gone right now. It's true. He's gone right now.
Stupid Superman not being around when
we
fucking need him.
And not to mention the fact
air.
That we know that the Rangers have to breathe in those suits. They're not just space-proof, because in, like, an episode down the road, which I brought up last time, they're going to put a dome up, and they can't fucking breathe inside the dome while they're wearing their spacesuits.
Yeah, so the suits,
the turtles breathe in space.
Yeah, and the turtles breathe in space.
Yeah, so there's just air up there. Yeah. So, yes, they did puncture the biodome, which is pointless, by the way. There's no reason to even have the biodome.
Right.
But we have a biodome. Okay.
Well, there's a point for the biodome. It's to protect it from any small fucking little rocks.
The biodome, the biodome is so that we can control the weather.
Yep. It's to control
That's its
the
only fucking purpose, because there's air in this space.
No, there's two purposes for it. The first purpose is to control the weather. The other is to make it more aerodynamic. So they can move faster than light speed, which we'll get to episode 16.
Look at his face.
It's not a joke.
Or, ready? Because I have multiple ones.
Fucking go to the next one!
No, the answer is the plot.
No, it actually says in big bold letters on that script, don't worry about it.
Uh-oh, Elvis Monster's back with his blow-up buildings gun.
Yeah, okay, so I remember this part because me and Mary were laughing our asses off about this.
Okay.
She was like, did he just blow up that building with the gun? I was like, yep, he just rolled up in there and fucking took out his little toy phaser and went, 1960s, bitch! Ba-doom! Oh, there goes there goes that fucking building. Ba-doom! There goes that one. Tatsu construction this, bitch!
Well, actually, it's a good thing Tatsu came with Terra Venture.
Yep.
Because Tatsu has experience putting buildings up in a single day.
Yeah, no shit.
Actually,
was attacked weekly.
If you really want to
weekly giant monster battles. And those buildings were always back.
Technically,
I learned how to recycle material.
Okay, if you want to get technical, when that Elvis monster shows up and goes, kaboom, nothing in Terra Venture blew up because that stock footage of Japan blowing
in
up.
In fact, I would argue that we may have just figured out what Damon's job is. I think Damon works...
For Tatsu's construction company?
For Tatsu Constructional Industries.
Which explains why he wasn't there for his birthday.
All right.
He's over there building...
He's putting that building...
He's like,
this
goddamn monster! My birthday!
Quick timeout. Mike McVeigh, congratulations. You win 100,000 Shane stream points.
Yeah.
Viva Los Biodome. Pauly Shore would have been a great Ranger.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, here comes the defense.
Here comes our shitty Terrines.
Our Starship Troopers defense.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shane.
I do not take them serious.
When they're going,
I'm going to get you. When they pull up in their golf carts. Their fucking electric
We're
cars.
We're going to get you guys.
Battery cars.
Oh, actually, no, there is no.
No door.
There is no door.
They just step out.
Hey. Hey, you!
Stop it!
You with the big, big skyscraper blowing up gun? Could you, like, not do that, please?
You with the pompadour! Knock it off!
Sir, we respect your right to, you know, show off your pompadour. But can you please stop blowing up our buildings?
No.
Tatsu gets mad.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. That does it again, and these Marines...
That gun is no joke. Yeah. It's like, that's a bad motherfucker gun he's got.
These Marines with their fucking guns...
If we had even like, one of these guns on the planet, literally, if there was just one of these guns on the planet, whoever wielded
somebody
it would
else
be a
take
god.
Care of this. Yeah. You know, somebody that's
you know,
color coordinated
that
to take care of this.
They had all the weapons and stuff. Where the fuck was this gun at?
Yeah.
Like, this dude's got a bad motherfucker gun, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And all we have is fucking Halo battle rifles and...
No, they're not battle rifles. They're assault rifles.
Actually, they're neither.
Freeze!
They're accessory that they don't use.
So our Terran army has trained for this moment.
They're not TMRs.
We've got this, guys. Yeah.
We've got this!
They all line up. They get ready to shoot the guy. They shoot... They do shoot them. Okay. We're going to give credit here. For the first time in Ranger history, the humans, the regular motherfuckers, said, hey,
not waiting about this.
What if we, I don't know, shoot them? What if we try something?
Steve?
It's people like you that get other people killed. But Steve, we don't have Power Rangers to blow up half of our city. That way Tatsu has extra work to do. So fuck it, let's try.
Steve, I love your idea. Barry, shoot him!
So we go down there and we shoot these monsters.
Shoot them?
And then they retaliate by blowing up more of our buildings.
Yep.
Well, we tried.
Well, because the humans are so insignificant, they get shot and they're like,
exactly, they like dusted themselves off.
And the guys are like, I shot him, nothing happened.
And now they're coming back, and they're like,
how much
oh,
longer
shit.
Till we get back?
Yeah.
Oh shit, it's under attack.
Yeah, they're coming back, and they're like, oh fuck, maybe we should stay on Terra Venture, because like, our human army is a fucking
Kai
joke.
Kai is like, dude, I am sensing, I'm getting reading some Terra Venture, they're on Terra Venture, and Leo's like, on screen.
That's right.
All
right,
Captain Leo.
All right, Kai, warp factor 7.
We don't have warp speed.
Kai's like, oh, fuck.
Warp.
Get
light speed.
Once again, these dumbasses don't know how to work
series.
This shit.
He's like, all right, it's my turn. It's my. Damon's like, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why are you all in my way?
I'm the least important character, but I'm going to fly this fucking ship.
Fucking
He's
this
the
dude.
Winston.
Yeah. Know, man. Look I at this bad. Dude. Let's just shoot him again.
Hey! Hey, you! With your pompadour!
Get him!
Stop that!
Stop
And now they actually try to actually grab the monster.
You too! Get him! Sir, as much as I would I am two days away from retirement.
And here comes the military seeing the Power Rangers for the first time.
Right. And
which
now,
is why we never see the military ever again.
The military will now retire.
The military is like,
Adventure.
Oh, sweet, we got Power Rangers. Fuck this.
Yeah, because just like in Angel Grove,
the cops and stuff.
After a while, the Angel Grove people were just like, fuck it, they'll take care of it.
Fucking the city's getting attacked by a monster. The fucking phones are going off. The police are answering like, hello, like, there's a monster downtown. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they just hang up.
Cool, Rangers... let me get that over to my monster department.
Yeah. let me go ahead and call the Power Rangers. Pull out, and they have like a Powerpuff
Girl
type
phone. Oh, this
is
Officer O'Malley speaking. What can I do for you?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, there's a monster in downtown. Oh, hold on a second. Let me go up to the top of the precinct, and I'll go ahead and get on the Power Ranger light.
Yeah.
No. That should do it.
That should do it.
I don't know why it was a fucking
Rangers.
It works.
The Rangers are the literal perfect definition of why Lex Luthor might very well be right.
Yeah.
Because he talks about Superman hindering the human potential because everybody's like, fucking Supes will be here to put out that fire. Fuck it.
I don't give a fuck.
He'll be here to fight that monster.
I don't get paid enough. Superman's like,
Power Rangers!
I don't get paid at all.
The insurance people hate Superman, though. My God fucking damn it.
You can't handle this from here. What the fuck?
Okay, so now the Rangers, they fight this guy.
Oh, Rangers.
Leo can now shoot fire from his hands.
Yep.
That's fine with me. They all have powers.
Flamethrower.
It's not very effective.
Oh, no. You think your little flamethrower is going to burn through my pompadour?
At first I was actually a little irritated by this. When I started noticing that he kept doing this power-up sword thing, I started to worry that only the Red was going to get this, that it was going to be like a fucking Red Ranger standout. Mm-hmm. All of them get this. Yeah. I'm happy about that. All of them get that power-up the sword thing.
Which is good, because I would have been pissed if it was only the Red Ranger. Damon already gets boned. And now his sword doesn't work.
Well, remember,
light up. It works now.
That's because he put Energizer in.
Wow, yeah.
Sometimes you got to switch off the Duracells.
And now the monsters have Monster Energy Drink to make your monster grow.
That's true.
Look, yeah. We don't have no fancy space witch or space wizard. All we got's a damn chemist.
Now
that's some good shit.
At this point.
Oh, man, if I could do that, I'd be talking like that this whole episode.
The bad guys out here in this part of the universe, this is a big deal for them. I'm sure, just like the Saiyans, they could wipe out entire civilizations with this one fucking drink. Because at this point, there's no Zords or anything like that to combat them.
Nope, they're just five motherfuckers in spandex going... Fuck you!
Would they have to wait to burn off the drink then to get back to
normal? I don't know how they get back to normal. Or if they get back to... No, they have to.
Monster growing drink. It's high in calcium.
Okay.
Strawberry flavor.
It's green.
Now, look.
Kiwi strawberry.
Strawberry kiwi.
We're going to go ahead and call Leo out and give him praise at the same time. Leo's got bald balls.
Taking you on. Yeah.
He's got bald balls. He's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck how big you are. I'm going to come up there and cut the fucking pompadour off your head.
Then he jumps up there.
Smack. And this is where we have to call out the fact that that was really stupid.
Yep.
Really fucking stupid. Smack.
Leo is the leader. he's not the brightest crayon in the box.
He leads by example of getting bitch slapped.
He's kind of dumber than a box of left-handed rocks.
His example did keep the others from trying something that fucking stupid.
Kai's over there and he's like, man, I should run up there and do... Bam!
Nope.
Maybe
nope,
I shouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Everybody, can you believe that? Maya, did you see that? I did... Bird.
Oh, no, here comes the birds right now.
Back in the fight. Fucking crazy bitch.
Okay, now all these guys show up again, our galactic beasts.
Here comes your big old monster battle.
Man, I wonder which color fucking animal I get.
No shit.
I'm green. I'm taking the blue one.
That would be awesome.
I got the monkey.
Guy's like, it doesn't match your con.
I don't want the condor. It's dumb looking.
No, the condor was Kendrick's, cool looking.
I don't want Kendrick's.
Kendrick's becomes a Zord.
Actually, Kendrick's is like, actually, you get the cat. She jumps on the next one.
That's fucking Pazuzu.
fucking Kai's like, God, I don't
want the fucking pink kitty.
This cat's disgusting looking. Yeah, you are disgusting looking.
It's a hairless, it's a naked mole rat.
It really is. It's the nastiest looking one. But it's fine when they go into Zord mode.
But for the first few episodes before that, yeah.
It's nasty.
Okay, so.
You want me up there? Okay.
This I thought was kind of cool. I know it's just gimmicky, but I actually did like that he got up there on its head and did like his normal move. And then his move was then he somehow transferred that energy to him.
And then fireball.
Yeah, I thought that was actually cool. And they even have like a beam battle of sorts.
Right.
I was into it.
The monster felt the burn.
Flame, huh?
No, no, no.
Flame.
No, 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 no.
Ah!
No, 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 no. Ah, fuck!
No, not my pompadour.
I like how the lion's like, yeah, I did that. The rest were like, why did we come again?
They're like, why did we come here?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we got some new best friends.
Hey, guys.
Meanwhile,
I think these guys won't help us out from now on.
Meanwhile, instead of throwing everything they have at them, they fuck off.
Guys,
we're the bad guys. We can kill them right now. They're still weak as fuck. They don't know the powers. Nah, fuck that. We got to regroup.
Did you fucking see what that Red Ranger did to Pompadour Elvis? Hell no, I'm out. Jerry, come on.
See, I told you. You should have just let me pray to Space Jesus.
So I got a question something here.
Yeah.
That creature. And that's the daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's mostly human.
But they will actually go into that. She has to go into a type of larval state to become what they are.
Yep.
Because they will try to force it on her. She is one of my all-time favorite villains in Power Rangers because she has a legitimate arc. She starts out conniving and trying to get power. Then, when she starts getting power, she doesn't actually have any kind of physical aptitude to keep power. So she gets fucked, and then later on, her dad will end up dead. She will actually be trained and develop physically, get more power, then later on she will even purposely knowing that the next step has to be giving up her beauty to obtain the power she wants, she'll finally make her own tragic decision. I think it even tries to get forced on her once or twice.
I think it was in episode 15 where she talked about she needs training, she needs to be able to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's interesting for a bad guy because we don't see that kind of development in villains. I liked her a lot, actually.
Meanwhile, on Terra Venture.
Now.
Meanwhile, in the Legion of Doom. Oh, wait.
Now then, pick out the queen card that you can clearly see in my right pocket.
Is this right fucking there?
Mm-hmm. Is this it? No. Is this it? No. Is this it? And he's just staring at the fucking queen in the pocket. Is this it? How about this?
I did like this little dumb fucking moment. I didn't mind. How do I put this? It seems slightly more genuine than some of the shit that's come before, where it seems like forced friendships. It seems like these guys were all put in the same cabin, and they're just kind of trying to live. And they don't actually get along all the time. Like, you could tell that Kai still really doesn't like Leo. He doesn't. But at the same time, that's his roommate. That's also his partner in battle right now. He kind of tolerates him. And even tries to have fun, like when he does the card game here at the end. And it's very obvious that that Damon and Leo, they're like good. They work together well.
And Maya and Kendricks do fine.
Yes, but they're kind of separate from the group. They're kind of friends over there. And then they're friends with everybody else.
But then eventually Leo and Kai will build a strong relationship.
Yes.
And you'll see them hanging out.
Which I actually really liked these little interactions.
And then when four of them get together, they're like, man, wasn't there a fifth guy?
Oh, I spotted it.
Silly Damon, you know better than to be relevant.
I still hate Kai.
Damon's my favorite fucking character.
15 episodes in, I still hate Kai.
He's growing on me a little bit, but
he is losing ground with me.
But to be honest with you, Damon's my favorite, dude. That guy needs some damn love.
Well, yeah. Now we're on episode 4.
Now we're on 4. Episode 4 starts out in a way that I like.
Some training?
Yep.
Leo's legitimately training.
He's like, I got bitch slapped.
He has actually, it's not just that.
He's questioning himself.
I know.
He's got wrecked many times. He's very much a street level brawler with ultimate power with very little tactical prowess.
Yep.
So he is legitimately training. He's trying to get better. He's studying. He's out there doing what he needs to do. He's practicing. And this actually does pay off over time, where you will see him get legitimately better at combat over and over again.
Especially at episode 14.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, by the time episode 14 rolls around, his fighting prowess has changed dramatically. But if this is any indication, this is how he spends 80% of his free time.
He's like, wait, I don't have the groundskeep? Sweet, I'm going to go over here.
He doesn't feel like he actually earned this power. He feels like Mike is the one that should have made it, and he feels like he's inadequate to lead this team.
Right.
And he's working on that.
Correct.
Now, has he put his end goal on a pedestal that's unrealistic? Definitely. And maybe that's what forces him to move so quickly. Because he's trying to add up to his own created legend, which is never going to be possible. He's never going to be what he thinks Mike was, ever. And we see him legitimately fuck up, like when he's getting too into that shit and he loses the sword, he's trying things that are above his level. Like, this happens. You try to do your spin kicks, sometimes you fall on your ass. It takes time to get where you're going to be.
But you also got to be careful.
You throw the wrong jab incorrectly, you break your pinky.
Well, yep. Leo has also got knowledge.
Shit, I fucked up my pointer finger. It's still fucked from a while back when Doom came out, because I got pissed off and I pounded on the arm of my chair and somehow fucked up my pointer finger.
Yep.
Well, you also got to remember is that he doesn't want to make any mistakes. He has the Ranger history. He knows what happened in the past. You do too many spin kicks, an evil witch turns you into an evil Ranger. That's how you get fucking drafted, man.
Bill, we need to start doing spin kicks.
3 consecutive spin
and
kicks.
Here's what's his name back? Furo, whatever.
Furio. Yeah.
Furio.
And
I
a Furo battle.
And he comes and he challenges, and he wrecks Leo.
Yeah.
He causes Leo to drop his fucking sword again.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I love that Leo is not there yet, but later on you'll see him fight this guy alone again, and it will be a different fight. I can't even remember why that fight took place.
He saw Red literally sitting there by himself, and he thought it was a good opportunity to go and fuck up a Ranger. But then he got a Bluetooth call and said, Furio, get your ass back here! And he's like, fuck!
Okay, that's fine.
I'll get you next time, Leo.
We'll buy into that bullshit.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
So she's conniving. She's playing fucking both sides and whatnot. She's kind of working him up so that when he fails, she's hoping he gets killed by the leader. And then that will opt her into a higher position. This dude
is
weird thiefy-thief guy that Furio knows. And he's
a seller of goods.
And this dude also has these trans daggers.
What are you buying?
Trans daggers.
Yes. What are you selling?
Okay. I can't guarantee this, but I can make a miniature theory.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all Zords have this. What if Zords, you know when sometimes they seem almost alive, like the Tyrannosaurus, it would move and roar and respond? What if they are actually dinosaurs, and then those crystals are what transform them into that robotic counterpart, making Zords something you can't just necessarily easily build, which is why the cars are so extremely different, because those are machines.
But at least two of the cars in Turbo, Red Lightning and Mountain Blaster,
but they're also not from us.
Yeah, I get it, but they seem like they were alive.
Because later on, they will use these items to transform those Galactabeasts.
Right, they'll
into Zords.
Because they don't start turning them into Zords until they have the Transdaggers.
So maybe a lot of Zord technology works like this, that they need some form of living construct, and just like you morph, I wonder if it's almost the same concept.
Because the
dinosaurs, we had those crystals, the power crystals.
Yeah, when they got in, they would go whoosh,
yeah,
and put it in the like an ignition.
Right.
And that's how he was able to, and then you got the little emblem of the Zords, and then it came together in the tank mode.
Now, the only other thing that I could give it as well is if we go back to our theory that we dropped, well, Bill's theory technically, that was dropped in episode 2. If these are supposed to be the OG team, like Zordon's team that got fucked up, since they were already battling and they probably got their asses handed to them hard enough that Zordon had to go, oh fuck, time warp, wibbly wobbly bullshit. They could have lost the fucking daggers before that shit happened, and he just so happened to find them.
Well, if they had the daggers, through the theory I put out, that things that when they put the swords in, the swords were deposited 3,000 years ago, maybe these things literally showed up and this guy didn't go find them. You get what I mean?
Right.
Maybe this dude is literally talking some bullshit because he's a decent thiefy guy, but one day these things just said, pew, and he was like, oh, what the fuck? Sweet!
I took these off of mighty warriors.
Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't have to be fucking
real. And Furio's like, man, you're really strong.
You're a bad motherfucker.
Like, you damn right I am.
You damn right I'm a bad.
While the whole thing, he's monologuing his head, please don't tell him that they disappeared. Please don't tell him that you disappeared.
Exactly.
Please don't tell him that you're just a super bitch.
No.
Kai is asked to train a new cadet.
Yep, we got a new cadet.
Who had very high scores in all leadership marks.
Yep. And all the digital written tests that he took.
Yeah, because they take some sort of evaluation test to mark you whether you'd be good for leadership roles or constructive roles or things of that nature, and this guy scored very high in his leadership.
Or forgetful roles. That's what Damon scored high in.
Meanwhile, even though I'm the commander of everything, and
Leo,
this guy who was my right-hand man has gone fucking missing.
Leo!
I didn't notice that this guy happens to have the exact same fucking name as my right-hand man.
Leo, you have the same last name, and you look a little similar to my right-hand man who suddenly disappeared.
I'm sure that's no mystery.
So you two know each other. That's good.
That did surprise him, though, which would make sense, because... Like, this is just, I mean, it's Kai. Like, it's just
so,
a dude. Like,
so you're friends
you don't know who you, you don't know who
so you're friends
know.
With Kai? I didn't think Kai had friends. He's kind of a dick.
That's just like, you know how I have to do all the stuff where I work right now, I do all the videography. And I had to go back and I had to go to the orientation. And, one of our supervisors, I did not know this, one of our supervisors was on Nickelodeon Guts.
Wait, what?
Do you have it?
I believe it.
Guts.
Yep.
Huh.
One of the supervisors in our building was a contestant on Nickelodeon Guts.
Lucky fucker.
So it is a small world. You'd be surprised what you figure out.
I always wanted to do that because
yes
I think
no.
I would have made it up the Astro Crag pretty easy.
Well, right. But I mean, at the same time, it's one of those yes and no situations because it's a completely different podcast. It's the youth. Oh, God damn it. Either way, I'm not going to fucking plug it here, but it actually talked about statistical probabilities of, like, becoming, like, a great sports player, and it said, like, the smaller the town, the more likely it's actually going to happen, because bigger towns and bigger cities actually have, like, bigger programs and more technology to go along with it to be like, here's how you fucking play basketball like LeBron James, and nobody actually teaches a motherfucker how to play the damn game. They just go, here's what your stats are. Keep up these stats. Work on these stats.
Please.
Type of shit.
I can teach any one of you here how to play ball like LeBron. Scott, example. Now cry like a little bitch.
Damn!
Now cry to the ref because I barely tapped you.
Now you play like LeBron.
Now you play like LeBron.
That's because LeBron was supposed to be a fucking soccer player with his fucking acting.
Oh my god, I've seen it! I have seen his flops!
Man, you are fucking letting off shotgun blasts god in this motherfucker
right.
today.
Dude, he ain't wrong, he ain't wrong though.
Nope.
Alright, rules and regulations.
Yeah, I'll thumb through this telephone book.
He's like, please read this, you got it.
No, that, it literally is a telephone book. It's yellow and white.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking telephone book, goddammit.
Yep, they just changed the cover.
They didn't even try to hide it either.
Chen, Alberts, 352-877-9418.
What does this have to do with rules and regulation?
Right?
Chen, Albertson, what the fuck?
Which, by the way, yes, the chat is right. That's exactly what the fuck took place here. Mm. They were walking through. He's trying to train him in areas and things like that. He's walking through, giving him basically a tour. He stops to talk to Kendricks, yep. And then Kai gets all pissed off, so he drops this book on him. By the way, you need to learn all this bullshit.
Yep.
Well, that's because the second he gets it, they get up there, you know, the second fucking Kendricks sees him, he's like...
there's two reasons for this. Reason one is because they're doing the flirty face. Reason two is because he, second in command, sits on the goddamn console, and he's like, you're not blowing up the ship, goddammit! Fucking no! Read the book! Get off my console!
No what eating on the ship! Hungry, man!
And then, of course, you know, Kai, he's like talking to him, and he turns back, and he's like, oh, that's my woman.
Right here, fucking Leo, okay, look.
Kai just did some training. He's hungry.
Kai is right to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's just fucking eating sandwiches and shit. Like, and then he takes it from him and he's like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, this is basically a clean room. You can't fucking have this shit in here. And then the commanding officer walks up and he's like, hey, what the fuck, Kai? You can't just have that shit in here. And he's like, God damn it.
To be honest with you,
I'm
that big of a douche. Where I'm like, yeah, Kai, don't break the rules.
Exactly.
Sandwiches,
Kai. I thought you were going to teach me what to do, not what not to do.
By the way, Kai, according to the rules and regulations,
well, that sandwich does look delicious.
No sandwiches on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number 12.
Did I do good, sir? Thanks,
Leo. You are doing a fantastic job. Thank you, sir. Walks away. Mm-hmm. Kai's like, you brown nosing.
We'd have an accident in weapons training.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, you mean in the weapons dome?
Now, okay, they have actually just done weapons training, and one of his responsibilities as a command officer is to check in all the weapons, make sure everything's accounted for,
yep.
And
lock it up.
If people are accounted for, be the last one out of that room to guarantee all inventory, lock the motherfucker, and leave.
Wait,
the motherfucker.
I was about to say, what's that last part? What? It was what, Scott?
Motherfucker.
We don't know how much time has passed. Leo has been progressively doing better throughout the day, so Kai trusts him to actually finish up this part. He says, okay, now remember, lock this shit up, meet me back so-and-so. And he does that, and then... when Leo's done, he's just like, yeah, fucking...
Let's go!
We'll go get one of those sandwiches.
I'm hungry.
See, but here's the problem.
Motherfucker took my pastrami.
They have... No. They have the knowledge of every fucking ranger that came before them.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I'm not talking about knowledge in the Morphingrim. I'm talking like actual, like, on the news kind of knowledge.
Because what these sabers,
well, no,
they connect
them. I'm talking
them,
like the implant.
You're talking
the
about. You're talking
because
about.
Because they should fucking know about a time where this green guy
kept coming in,
came
the
in
back
through
door.
A back door.
Now, normally.
So they should lock doors.
Normally, I would say this is true, but I think these swords or a different kind of connection to the morphing grid, which would change the way. Now, they may have received They may have received some sort of knowledge passed from the other users of these weapons.
Right.
Now, you do know that now that I think about it.
But that would not be Zordon knowledge.
As Ranger series went on, I don't remember any enemy getting into the back door, man.
Right.
So Tommy did it, and they were like, man, every time they morphed, they're like, all right, guys, Megazord. Got it.
So, yeah, he didn't lock the back door.
Dude, he didn't even try.
Well, either that or there ends up being
that's the problem.
He barely even shut the door.
He's like, what am I supposed to do again?
The door didn't even shut. It still had this much of a gap.
He's kind of walked out, hit the side of the door. It almost closed. He was like, all right, I'm out.
He's like, Derek, what am I supposed to do? Sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
He pulled a Maya.
He fucked up.
He literally did. He's like, okay, go. Oh, what was that, a bird?
So now Kai took this opportunity of no Leo.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Kai
takes the opportunity of no Leo to go talk to Kendricks, who basically talks about Leo.
You got to admit, though, that's some bullshit. He's like, okay, he's over there. She's over there. Hey, Kendrick, what's up? Where's Leo?
God damn it. cannot
Kai
win.
Is seriously jealous.
This is the Kai and Leo and Kendricks, dude, we're looking at some fucking Final Fantasy IV shit here.
That's why I hate Kai. He's the dumb shit dragoon.
He just can't get in there, no matter what. Yeah. He is friend-zoned to the max.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Kendrick, you want to go get something to eat?
Thank you, Bill.
You want to go get something to eat? And she's like,
sorry, I was going to go meet Cecil.
You know, I mean Leo. I was going to go meet the cute paladin guy, not the dumb shit who jumps.
If you want. See this right here? It's called the friend zone. Get your ass in it. And don't leave this motherfucking bubble.
You leave that bubble, you get shot in the balls.
Now. Leo!
And he basically tells her, he's like, he's been fucking up, like, literally fucking half the day. He even got me in trouble, and she's like, well, you know, he's great, and leaves.
All right, now I know I only reward three points once every stream.
Right.
I'm making an exception. Sticks the chest pin. Congratulations. You, too, have earned 100,000 Shane stream points.
Yep.
Once you hit, what, did I say 100 million?
Yep. Something like that, yeah.
Once you hit 100 million, Shane here will give you a hug.
And there's a thunderstorm.
By creepily dragging you down.
Which, okay.
No, they have to come to us. Oh.
This, once again, yes, Leo is fucking up. In a biodome situation like this, like if you were living on a colony, rain, storm, snow, they're scheduled.
Yes.
They create a perfect environment on purpose.
Yep.
And then he's in there fucking just playing around with the environmental controls, fucking basically flirting with some other girl, being like, show me how this works, baby. And she's like, check us out, thunderstorm, man.
He's like, that's sick.
He's like, that's fucking
what
sick.
What the fuck and
Kai
are
walks
you
in.
Doing?
Kai
walks again?
In. Yeah, fucking thunderstorms, dude? He's like, you're going to fuck us up.
First you take a ship, now you're making thunderstorms.
Yes. He's like, you fucking bring shitty sandwiches in here, get me in trouble, fucking don't pay attention, constantly flirting with Kendricks.
I will admit, I did all that, but you had the sandwich.
You had the sandwich.
But you got caught with the sandwich.
And I did not technically start the thunderstorm. There was this little kid with an ocarina.
I can't find the little bastard, by the way.
So then fucking...
Intruder in the weapons.
Fucking Steely McTake shit comes in here and Steely McTake Pew! Shit.
Stupid Steely McTake shit.
I just love how he walks in and he's like, oh, sweet, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. Dumbass, I need to lock a door. That's mine.
Yeah.
But I could probably blow the door up, but it's really convenient.
Like, so
Shane,
now...
I have a question for you.
What up, bud?
So, how many Schwarzenegger movies have you seen?
Oh, quite a few, actually.
Okay. You remember the one where his daughter gets kidnapped? And
Commando.
Yeah, and he just fucking walks into a store and
oh my God, I love
hits
that.
The button and he's got a shopping cart and he's like, I need this pistol
no.
pistol and this pistol and that.
He
Uzi
does not
and
just walk in. He drives a fucking truck through the fucking window. new door.
But you get my point. You got the shopping cart. It's like, I need three pistols and two Uzis and this rocket launcher and a scuba tank. And then
and this headband.
That's literally what this man is doing. He's like, oh, shit. That's mine. And this is mine. This. And I need one of these. Ooh, two of these.
And this headband for infinite ammo, because he had infinite ammo in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
What? Sorry.
Commando. At the end, when he's like gunning all those guys down, when you he went into that weapons shop
I
just before.
I don't think you understand, man. Oh, 80s yeah. action movies.
Rambo Commando?
They came pre-equipped with Rambo. Cheat codes.
I'm about to say, because he had cheat codes. He's like, see, we he go put the Konami
up,
code
up,
in.
Down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
Fuck that, I had A, B, B, A.
Look, we are not Ikari Warriors.
Yes!
We don't have scrotum hands.
Wait, what happened to the select and start?
That's for two-player.
Yeah, that's for two-player mode.
Okay.
I ain't playing with nobody else. My infinite
you
ammo
forgot
gun.
To lock
fuck,
the door.
Oh well. ABBA.
Kai goes off on Leo, and Leo finally sees that this actual he fucked up bad here, and he runs off to try to fucking deal with the situation by himself.
Yeah, he went to go find the thief.
Kai goes to get everybody else to get some help with actually figuring out what's going on instead of just Leo runs off.
Damon's in the episode. Sorry,
yeah.
it shocked me a little bit. Woo!
Well, man. now that half the episode is done, he's allowed to be here.
Yeah. He's like, they're all talking. He's like, guys.
I told you, man, he's the Winston. He shows up at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to figure something out. We need to find out who engineered this. Let it sink in. We should go talk to Damon. Where the fuck have you been at?
Hey, guys, I've just been in here
working and stuff.
He's contractually obligated to only appear for half of an episode.
Yep.
And if he appears for longer than that, he has to stay out longer in the next episode.
Yep. Except for all the voiceover. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Hey, guys. We should, I guess, do something about this.
I think that's the funniest thing about the
guess
Netflix
we're done here. I'm going to go back to Spin It or Wrench.
If you put the subtitles on Netflix.
I think I have friends.
Anytime that they gee up.
They only seem to come to me when they need help. I think I have friends.
Oh, looks like Leo found the thief first.
Ah, he's getting that ass whooped.
Hey, guys, I found them!
You know, that is the perfect caption for this screenshot.
Right. You know, Kai's over there. You can't see it because he's got a helmet on, and he's like...
Yeah.
And then Damon's like, why do you keep shaking your head yes?
So it looks
fucking
like we
tell you later.
Looks like we found another screenshot then for t-shirts. So we already have what you think about justice and stuff and
Steely
know.
McTake
Hi, guys!
Shit. Fucking Steely McTake shit just stole your dignity.
Hi guys, I found them.
When the leader of your team finds the enemy. Hey, there's my leader. I follow him into
Stop
battle.
Stop the leader.
Now they'll never have hands again.
Yep.
They're
yep.
stuck like
yep.
that.
Yep, those guys can't have hands, but it's okay. They're about to die.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, for right now.
Guys, like, I just watched your dumb ass get thrown. I'm taking lead.
Right. I'm taking the lead.
Quick, we must protect our incompetent leader.
He is throw-proof.
And fight, and... Yep. Oh, I got your swords, okay. Except for the...
I took your shit.
Yep.
I took your shit.
He takes all their shit.
Except for the Red
fucking
Rangers.
Steely McTake shit.
Yep.
And he can't take the Red Rangers shit, because Leo ain't letting go of that fucking sword again. He's already fucking dropped it twice today.
Yep.
I understand. I don't understand how... I mean, Kai should have had a vice grip. Same as Damien and Kendrick. Maya, I can understand. We're pretty... Where'd my sword go?
So ooh, since he refuses to let it go,
no,
Steely
no,
McTake
no,
shit just
no.
takes him too.
Yep.
And they go back to the living quarters.
So, where's our leader? He was taken.
Steely McTake shit took him.
Yeah.
Kai, we need to go get Leo.
We need to go back.
Can't,
why are we back over here? We need
can't
to go back.
Steely McTake shit. It's too late. Can't get it back.
I have a particular set of skills.
Don't have a sword.
Skills that have made me a nightmare for people like you. If you give me back my leader, I promise I will not hunt you down. That's the end of it. But if you don't, I will find you, and I will kill you.
With what weapon?
Good luck.
Their leader was taking it,
and so was their weapons. They don't have swords, Shane.
Well, that's
he's got a wrench.
I was about to say.
Yes, let's send in Winston with a wrench.
He needs screen time.
Look, there's a reason why Damon and Maya were in the background making sandwiches. They're like, well, fuck, we can't do anything now. We got no leader, no weapons.
That point, Shane, we might as well send in Kai. Maybe he'll angst them to death.
Damn!
Rules and regulations, monster.
And now
stealing is bad. Don't do it.
And after brooding for a while, Kai decides, okay, now we go back out there where we just were and find Kai. Leo.
I must find myself before I can find my leader, because I am a daft cunt.
So they're putting the guns in here first.
Yeah, they're destroying all of the humans' weapons, which...
You talking about those decorative items that they don't use? Yeah.
Well, they used them once.
They shot, and the Power Rangers showed up.
That one time they used them, for some reason the monsters decided they were getting rid of that shit.
Okay, the bee guys didn't like them.
Yeah, the bee guys,
one or two of them went into it.
So yeah. They decided to trash these weapons, and I don't know what it took to make them. Maybe we literally can't mass
produce
these
things. It wasn't as cool
things.
As Mandalorian, or when they melted down stormtroopers, though.
Mm.
Yeah. Melty stormtroopers was best. Mm.
No, so don't destroy the swords!
So Steely McTakeshit brings them all the swords, and Furio decides that we're going to fucking just get rid of them.
Except for that one. That one fights back.
Well, okay, these swords seem to have... Because they're fucking choosy-choosy swords...
They're sentient.
Yeah, they have some kind of sentience, because it refuses to be wielded by Steely McTakeshit.
Yep.
This screenshot
technically is a little bit wrong on that, because what happens is he walks up and Furio goes, cool, you got the swords, give them to me, we're going to break them, and he's like, I want to sell them, I stole them, they're mine.
Even the thief doesn't want them destroyed.
Yeah. He's like, no, these are mine now.
Yeah, he's like, this shit's mine now. Literally, if he would have been like, okay, and gave them over... Season's done. The Rangers can't do shit. Bye.
Yeah, that's it. We're
Universe
done.
Is dead.
You can now kill the Rangers and take their fucking morphers and become fucking Power Rangers as evil thugs.
Would they even still have their power, since their power technically comes from the swords?
I imagine that would break their link to the grid. They'd be done.
Come on, no, guys. Go collect it.
Oh. No, because there's like 6 or 7 different times, though, where they're holding the sword, but they still have the wrist thing.
Well, but the swords gave them the power.
I think
the swords are what gave them the morpher and the power.
I suppose.
Remember, right now, since they're not destroyed.
Yeah, you're right.
Easiest way I can pinpoint it, Thundercats.
I remember, I was thinking, because we just got done rewatching the... Lights of Orion episode.
Yeah.
So they got the cool wristwatch now for the Battleizers.
They had
so
the wristwatch.
Like, right, but I mean, it gets cooler looking, but still.
They just now yelled, Lights of Orion activate, and then they get extra shit.
Right.
Which they pulled extra shit out of their ass in like 3 episodes from now.
Right.
Which they get extra shit in this episode, but they didn't pull it out their asses.
Right, but again, the swords
gave them
the first morph. But
yes, they did. That has to be one of the fucking powers that they were given, is pull shit out of your asses. Because right here, Leo decides to fight everything he can to try to get the swords
and
back to the Rangers.
Yep.
These guys catch him.
Oh, yeah, the fake swords, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about new weapons. Like, fake weapons
shit.
Are fine.
Saw that no, I saw that shit, but they're like, here, the Quasar sabers are gone. And Leo's like, ha, 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 actually, I hid the real ones. How? When?
Nope. Well, you see, when I ran away like
don't
a bitch.
Worry. Nope.
See, here's what's
going to
happen.
It.
Okay, he puts chains.
He wraps these things up so that he can hold them, runs over here, he gets caught, they fucking take the swords, they decide, okay, fuck it. Look, Rangers are evidently a problem. No more Rangers. They throw it in the shit. Then
now
all of a sudden...
give me the trans daggers. Ah!
Yeah, he's like, give me the trans daggers. The dude's like, no.
Steely McTakeshit's like, no. All right, look, fuck you.
Steely McTakeshit is like, this is like my claim to fame. No.
Yeah.
So the Rangers come in and steal Steely McTake shit's shit.
Yep.
They're like, yeah.
Well, then Steely McTake shit's like,
staggers, those are ours now.
Wait a minute.
You just took one.
And then they instantly know about
the trans
stagger.
Now I get it.
I don't like stuff taken from me, but I do it to other people. Karma's a bitch.
And they now somehow know how to use the trans daggers.
Oh, it's a dagger.
I mean, knowledge passed through the morphing grid. Yep. These probably belonged to the Rangers before them.
And technically it's a dagger.
Yeah, it's a small sword.
Yeah.
I don't need the knowledge from the morphing grid to do that.
I do like how each one of them becomes different things.
And the pink has the bow back again.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Well... Yeah, because
so
pink and yellow.
Oh, now we get an explanation.
Leo gives his fucking literal fucking speed racer explanation where they're like,
you were the best, but I am truly the best. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, they're very much like, what the how the fuck did you possibly.
Yeah.
Like, we just destroyed the swords. And you're like, ha ha, you thought you destroyed the swords, but I replaced them with a copy. Ha ha, and you destroyed the copy. Ha ha.
Question, how the hell do you have fake copies of ha ha?
Deus, Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
Yes, Furio?
Questions.
Go ahead. One, how did you have enough time to make copies?
We already had special copies. We had the Amazon Prime drone delivered.
Ha-ha, I knew that there was a chance that you would steal my swords. Ha-ha, so I had swords made up. Ha-ha, I hid them here. Ha-ha, because I knew, ha-ha, that you could use this pool of orange to destroy my swords. Ha-ha!
I mean, it'll destroy sets, so it must destroy swords.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yes, Furio? Why do you keep going, aha? Uh-huh.
Ha-ha!
The plot.
I have your dagger, ha-ha!
which daggers become...
weapons.
A dagger.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I like that they
becomes
all change
daggers,
into things.
Makes sense. Comes claws. Not so much sense.
No, it works perfectly from what I've seen.
And a bow.
A bow.
That's the biggest stretch.
Yeah.
Pink Ranger having a bow again.
The biggest stretch of the daggers is the bow for me.
Nick's broken.
What, Bill? A dagger being a dagger doesn't throw you off? Threw me off? I didn't
actually,
know a dagger could be
a
dagger.
In Power Rangers, yes. Yes, that does throw me off. A dagger really being a dagger? Because we've had daggers in the past, but they were actually flutes. That summoned a giant mecha death zord.
He's like,
that shot missiles.
I have no weapons. What's
and
that?
Stabbed things with a tail.
I have no weapon.
Well, we also
there's a weapon
a
on your
dagger,
there's a weapon on your belt. That's not a weapon.
That dagger also got put
it's
onto
like
the bow, so it could become like a cannon.
So Steely McTake Shit decides that maybe he'll just, I don't know, Steely McTake Shit.
Yep.
Yes, that's what he does. Except
nope.
This time, that doesn't work out for Steely McTake Shit.
Because instead, he's going to take this.
Pew.
Oh, yeah. Star Formation.
Which they use like three times. And never again.
So here's their new attack. Pew. Not
Monster
dead.
Drink again.
Like fucking balls! Oh, hey, look. The fucking Galactic Beast. So wait. We got these new things?
And Fireball.
But we don't use these new things yet. That's next
episode.
Yeah,
he does the Fireball. Yep. I actually liked how long it took for us to get to the Megazord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was next episode.
Yeah, I liked that it took a minute. The Megazords have been showing up in episode 1 for a while, and it's actually kind of old.
Yep.
I like that they had to get
build up
to that
to
point.
Yep.
And Leo decides to step away from this position.
Listen, Kai.
Which makes sense. This is not something he's built for. He knows it. He could probably do it, but he knows in his current state of mind, where he is in his life right now, this is not his life. And rather than, especially if they're putting him in a command position, he's not going to lead people to their deaths because of his incompetence.
Listen, Commander.
He steps off.
I feel like I could do this job, but I do need to step down. I like to eat sandwiches everywhere.
And I like to get some sleep.
And I like to hit on random chicks. Apparently I can't do that according to your rules. It literally says
who
no
gave you that book?
Kai. That's not even our book.
I should demote his ass.
He says, that's not even our book. What the f-
This is a phone book.
This is a fucking phone book with, like, somebody just wrote shit on top of the numbers.
I mean,
You can't see the phone book underneath this.
Leo, look at this fake ass rule. Rule number 23. Don't talk to Kendricks.
Really? Why would I have that in my rule book?
For instance, look here. Rule 42. Throw yourself out of an airlock. What the fuck?
Throw yourself out of an airlock. In parentheses, it says, Leo, why would I do that?
Why would that be a rule in my army?
Do you know how many people named Leo we got in our army? Hey, everyone in this room, whose name is Leo? Yavon!
I'm surrounded by Leos.
End of the episode is kind of funny.
Did you even read Rule 34?
You don't read Rule 34.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You browse Rule 34.
Damn right. Anyway.
Okay.
I got a kick out of this.
So
Kevin
makes a bet.
He kind of fucks over Kai.
I bet you I'll never be late, and I'll always be in uniform in pristine condition. All right, yeah, I'll take that bet. Well, I just won because I resigned. Oh, that's some bullshit. End of episode.
Yep.
I'm going to tell Damon, where the fuck is he?
All right, so we're in...
He was in half the episode.
We're in an hour and a half in, so...
Yep, we're at home sick.
I'm really... Every fucking character gets a full episode. Even an episode that's dedicated to them. Mm-hmm. But man, when my main man gets an episode, he's like...
An hour and a half for two episodes. Yes!
This series has been taking
Somebody's hot-wiring this stuff.
Okay, so this kid... Beep, 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 beep. He snuck onto the station,
like Leo,
only he was smart.
Yeah.
He didn't sneak in all fucking Mission Impossible dumb style.
Wearing bright red.
You know, if Leo would have used the fucking truck.
But this kid actually knew how to bypass their systems and shit. Who knows why?
This kid used a cardboard box in a truck. Shane.
But he wants to go home.
Yeah, so he's cutting the engines and trying to get...
He thought he was making this great adventure idea until he got here and realized he was never going home. A couple days went by and he decides he has to find a way home. He has to stop the station.
Yep.
So, he sabotages the engines and stops the station's movement. They go and find him.
Oh my God! Damon takes his kid as like an apprentice. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damon
episode. This is kind of the Damon episode, except he gets bitched just like everybody else. Except
damn
for
it, the lock's not working. Give me your gun.
Fucking, those aren't just decorative. Give me that. Fucking.
Dude, don't shoot the lock.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna have to fix that shit, you dick. Why do you think I'm always gone all the time?
Are you
people like you?
Are you using Leo logic?
Yeah.
Seriously, he didn't get through.
So he opens the door, they catch this kid, they talk to this kid.
And Kai's about to shoot the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just broke into a highly secret fucking area.
If you want to get shot, go break into a military installation. Go do it. Go try it out. See how many questions they ask.
They will not hesitate to open fire.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's actually a regulation that they talk about. The only reason I know this is because of Star Trek. It's kind of weird. When they chased Chekhov in Star Trek V, one of the things they did that they showcase you is when that siren went off, everybody hit deck because they were going to shoot. That's why everybody drops deck. They're trained to do that because the security personnel are going to open fire, and if you're standing up,
you're
fucking dead.
Shot. Yep. Friendly fire is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Kai ran in there to shoot somebody. Kai is military.
Well, so was that dude next to him. That guy's like...
I don't know what's going on with that fucking guy, but the other two are ready to fucking walk in and shoot.
Fucking.
They walk in, realize it's a fucking... Boy. Fucking 12-year-old.
I think the dude on the side that's literally just trying to put his billy club away, that's because he's the one that fucking Kai took his gun. Because, like, give me your fucking gun. I ain't got a fucking gun. Give me yours.
So the question I got to ask, how many others do you think snuck on board?
As the show continues on, it seems to be two.
Yep.
Because this is the last we'll hear about people sneaking on.
Although...
Well, technically three, because you have a Leo, you have this kid, and then there's technically a Maya, although she didn't really sneak
She
on,
didn't sneak
but...
on, she was brought on.
Yeah, because if we're going to use that logic, we're going to have to say Kendrick's also. Because later she'll live here.
Yeah.
But if you want to sneak on Terra Venture...
Sorry, not Kendrick's. You know what I meant.
Yeah, her.
Astronomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they capture this kid. They talk to him.
Kid wants to go home.
He wants to go home. That's not legitimately possible. They call his mom. They're literally just leaving the zone where we'll be able to send messages to the Earth. We're literally at the very fucking edge of no return.
Because we've hit the point of no return.
You know where that is?
How long?
It's next to Shane's anus.
Thank you, Carone.
Carone.
What? I don't know why I couldn't remember her name.
Carone, yeah. Carone's a real... It's astronomer's name. Real name.
Ah.
So, okay. Sadly, this kid now...
Has to work.
Well, yeah. You have to have a job to be here. You don't just live here.
You don't just... The way that these... What's that? You're not a four-year-old. Well, get to work, bitch.
The way these places work, if it's going to survive...
Everyone has to do something.
Yep, and everybody has to do different things, too, because they need certain jobs. Like, okay, they need a certain amount of doctors on the station.
Yep.
If for some reason there's not enough doctors, they find smart people, and they basically say, this is your job, and they start training you.
Here's how to be a doctor. We're going to cram 10 years of med school into the next 20 minutes. Better fucking grab a pen and paper.
No, because they don't. They say, here's your tricorder. Scan this motherfucker. Listen to what it tells you to do.
We because, don't have tricorders.
Because there are...
They do...
We got fucking weird scanners.
There are a set amount of jobs that have to be done. If they don't have the workforce to fill those jobs, the entire station could go under. The entire station is a symbiotic relationship.
Yep.
All these jobs must work. So, you got this kid here. What area, what station needs something?
Well, let's look.
That he could handle.
You hacked into our... data, our systems, and cut our engines. So you seem like you're a pretty decent hacker. Could lead in some engineering.
You're really good at stealth. How about you take Kai's job? What? No. We can't do that.
Damon.
We need him somewhere useful.
Damon, you've been on screen too long. Take the kid and get off screen.
No, I can't remember. What is this place?
I think that's actually for like...
It's
I think
a
that's
a bio nuclear engineering power plant for thingy.
I want to say it's I thought it was to be like... Water
I thought it was irrigation. Yeah. I thought it was like an irrigation area.
If it's an irrigation thing, that's fine. They could teach the kid how to do it. He seems advanced in his years.
Except they deal with highly radioactive things because they have to wear special suits.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, okay. He's right.
So, no.
Well, these two are dealing with some radioactive material, so...
No, actually,
no.
Everyone there at one of those boxes...
Hazmats, yeah. Oh.
Are wearing...
Well, they're calling out engine control, so maybe this has something to do with the waste product of the engine that has to be recycled somehow and revented.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe that's what they're doing here, which is why they use the suits.
I couldn't remember.
Right now they're changing out the plutonium. I mean, sorry, wrong show.
Marty! When this space colony hits 88 miles an hour, we're still going to be going real slow.
We're
going to
get nowhere fast.
Roads, where we're in, where we...
Okay, so this...
What fucking roads?
This fucking monster shows up.
And gasses the whole...
And gasses
this
the area.
Motherfucking monster needs to cut down on the bean burritos.
So, what he does is he puts the station to sleep.
To sleep.
Actually...
Which I'm questioning if the Japanese version was sleep.
Stock
or
footage,
kill.
He puts Japan to sleep.
Either way.
That's our shitty biodome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. It's what it is, Shane.
Now
it's the biodome.
It's always the biodome.
No. See, because here's the thing. So, he's putting them to sleep, right? Go ahead and move forward a couple photos. He gets a call. Hey, we need to morph.
The communicators actually... The morphers are actually communicators. Neat.
Hey, guys.
Nothing new, though.
Some right. Shit's going on.
So keep going.
Hey, Damon, we kind of need you.
Okay, so they go
time.
So they go to fight asshole here. Right?
Okay.
Now, the kid, his suit gets ripped up.
Yeah, he gets okay.
He gets it caught and it rips a little
right.
bit.
Now, the Rangers, once again, this is proving that the Rangers can breathe through the shit, no ventilation,
and they
no
have
nothing.
To.
And they have to. So they all die.
Well, they
Kid's
all go
got
to sleep.
A ripped hazmat suit. They pass out.
He don't care.
He's got a ripped hazmat suit. He sees
way.
It coming. He goes, oh, shit.
By the way, if I'm the supervisor.
Where are you working at? Because I know a couple places where the supervisors, they don't give a fuck.
Go ahead, Bill.
Right now.
Go ahead, Bill. You're the supervisor.
Every motherfucker on my staff is retrained tomorrow morning.
Because they got their helmets off?
Assuming yes. they're still alive.
You know this argument I've made before? Keep your fucking helmet on.
Oh my God, what is that? That looks like poisonous red gas.
Sorry, I can't see in this ridiculously oversized fucking visual shield.
You are in a hazmat area.
That's not the only question. That's not the only thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get my staff together. All right, guys. So yesterday, you took your helmet off.
Every single motherfucker on staff.
Except for the kid.
Yeah. Now, the boy had his on.
Boy, come here.
Damon, come here.
Let me introduce you to our new fucking chief of safety. This 8-year-old kid.
He's 12 or 13.
Fucking 12-year-old kid. How was it that every motherfucker here was sleeping yesterday except for you?
Well, sir, I kept my helmet on.
Damn!
Holy shit!
It's a Christmas fucking miracle!
So, what did Damon teach you? Oh, he left. Damon, come here.
Damon, you're on latrine duty.
Listen, Damon.
For the rest of the trip.
How long has this kid worked at the station?
20 minutes,
sir! And you left him alone? Yes, sir. Why did you leave him alone?
Training period is way further. Way more than 20 minutes, Damon.
Okay.
You just fucked up hard.
Damon, where did you go? Well, sir, I got to be honest with you. I'm not getting enough screen time. They called me. I'm a main character, I think. I'm not sure.
I think.
Wait. They called you for screen time.
Yes, they did.
Okay, all is forgiven.
Thank you, sir.
Actually, taking a shit is probably more logical.
Look,
concern how
these guys are all over this fucking place. If this is an area where you need hazmat suits,
they're all dead.
But you got that one motherfucker that's like,
I'm also going to point
out. Yeah, all these motherfuckers are now sleeping in the radioactive area.
You got that one guy.
I don't
think I've ever seen
a hazmat suit with the fucking window that fucking big, where it goes down to their belly buttons.
We could make the argument you have to let certain things go, just like the original 1966 Star Trek.
You got that one guy who has his earbuds.
Because they wore those same fucking things that were very obviously they protected you from nothing.
So this motherfucker is over here listening to fucking Megadeth doing his job. He turns around, everyone's sleeping. He's like, what the... Like, if they can sleep, I can sleep.
No, it's Metallica. Enter the Sandman.
Oh, dude. He's like, dude, I'm just listening to that. Sleep.
Fucking, he took that goddamn thing off because he had earbuds in. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, man, fucking new Limp Bizkit came on. And he was like, ah, my fucking ears. And he took it off because he was trying to save his life.
First he hit skip and it came up Bieber and he's like, fuck that. And
actually,
skip again,
actually,
and
what?
It came up to the new Nickelback. He's like, fuck it. Help me out.
I'll listen to new Nickelback 7 fucking times in a row. Their whole new album. If you will listen to the newest fucking Limp Bizkit album one time through.
I think I'll just enjoy my good music.
I can take that.
What really happened is the supervisor's like, Daryl, you were over here. You seem like you were the last one to go to sleep. Why did you go to sleep? Sir, I will tell you this right now. I was listening to my earbuds doing my job, right? Just mind my own business. I noticed that I couldn't really see because I had earbuds in. Because, you know, when you have earbuds, you can't see very well. So I took my mask off so I could take my earbuds off so I could see better. And I went to sleep.
So video game logic here. Hide in bushes.
You know, actually, Shane did bring up a funny point.
Well, Scott, see, you don't play Metal Gear. His fucking camo rating's at 30%. And their cones are very, very this way. See how they just miss him with their cone of sight?
Except the fact that I don't give a fuck what you say. Furio is like, hey, there's a boy in the bush. he ain't a threat.
He stares right at him. He's like,
that's like if
move
Seth,
along.
That's like if I'm the big bad guy and I'm looking for Shane, Seth. And Seth is literally like against the wall. And I'm like,
If I could just step out of the locker right in front of the security cam,
I look right. No,
they're very nearsighted.
See what it is? It's like the T-Rex. If you don't fucking move, it won't find you.
Furio's like,
Furio has T-Rex eyes.
Come on, boy, move so I can kill you.
The kid moves his hand a little. Damn bit. It. The kid moves his hand a little bit. Furio was like,
what was that?
I thought I saw him.
I saw something. It's gone now, but I saw it.
Okay, so
here's
the boy...
another problem I have.
Okay, go ahead.
It's with this scene right here. Kid takes the elevator up.
Oh, wait, I got a problem with this. Only one elevator.
Well, there's that, yes. But no, kid takes the elevator up.
I had to make budget cuts.
All the enemies run up, and they start pushing the elevator button to ride the elevator. They're bee putties with wings that can fucking fly.
Fly.
Seth?
I mean, look,
don't view that plot hole.
Fair enough.
The original Enterprise only had two fucking... Okay, the original Enterprise only has one elevator to the bridge.
That is
the
much,
NX-01.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then the Enterprise, the 1701, only has two.
Yeah. So,
and then there's ladders and shit.
And then the D has, like,
two.
Three.
It's two.
It doesn't have three? I thought it had three.
No, it is two,
because
there's one door here that's an elevator, one door here that's the captain's cabin, one door over here, which is the next elevator, and then the door behind them leads to the conference room.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the biggest difference,
so there's four doors on that bridge, two are elevators.
Okay.
And that's a huge motherfucking ship with thousands of people.
But you're missing the biggest part.
And only like 16 people can go to the bridge at a time.
You don't need to be up on the bridge.
And you're missing the biggest point. Right here. I'll show you.
Shane, we don't want the elevator going too fast, Shane. You get some whiplash.
Hold on.
Quick, kid. We're trying to buy you as much time as we can. We installed this really stupidly slow elevator.
Now.
Beep, beep, beep,
Enterprise.
Bridge.
Actually,
depending on what ship you're on. If it's the D, it's main bridge.
Main bridge. Done. The bridges on the Enterprise are way faster.
The argument can also be made
those are also possibly freight elevators that actually move quickly.
The argument can also be made that the NX-01 might not have had an elevator at all.
I didn't think it did. I don't.
Because on screen, I think they just literally walk.
They walk everywhere.
Yeah, like literally everywhere.
Well, because that ship can only hold 82 people.
Right, so it wasn't like the Enterprise.
No.
There were multiple decks on the NX-01, though.
Yes,
so
there were
ladders.
It wasn't,
Jeffrey's tubes.
There were Jeffrey's tubes and there were sections, but to be honest with you, it almost seemed like it was like maybe two or three like levels because it was such a small ship.
We'll have to look it up
and
later.
And he's holding his tear.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because that's all you need to do, evidently.
Floor 35.
Honestly, if he had some duct tape.
Everyone inside the elevator.
Meanwhile, the elevator just lets random assholes go up to Command HQ.
Well, it's because the kid hacked it, so not everyone can go in.
Can you imagine? Okay, we didn't get to see the...
I suppose. Hey,
he didn't unhack
Furio was like, everybody get in the elevator. Everyone gets in the elevator.
I don't remember him hacking. Again, last time
elevator music's playing
was like 3 weeks ago. So all I remember is he hits the button, gets in.
He has to hack it.
He does. He gets up to the top and
he hacks
it.
And stops it, what, three to
He stops
two?
It from moving.
He stops it one away.
Yeah,
they're literally like one floor down and he's like, pew! I think balls, thud.
Now stop and think about
that. And they're stuck in that elevator now.
Yeah, Shane, what kind of funny was that? Furio's in the elevator fucking waiting all the way up to floor fucking 35 like...
Why isn't it moving?
And then it just stops. Doo. What the fuck?
Who hit the wrong elevator button? Why isn't the door opening?
Hey, Marshall, come here.
Oh, and he's got nobody he could talk to because he's just fucking in there with bee putties.
And he's like, Marshall, can you
emergency?
Marshall, can you get this up there? I don't speak that. What are you saying, Marshall? I don't get. Who was just trying to flip me off?
Who was the fucking bee putty you introduced at the start of this?
Oh yeah, the cross bee putty.
What if you took that guy in with?
Oh
him?
My god, that was
Jerry.
Jerry.
He brought Jerry with him, so Jerry's just in the elevator. Like,
Marshall's a dick, and Jerry is very religious. He's thinking this is a bad omen. The elevator stopped.
He's putting up his fucking bee cross.
Jerry, oh
the
my
power
God!
Of this is not. This is not. Compels you.
Jerry, this is not God's divine wish to get us stopped at the floor before the fucking gag orders. Oh my God, Jerry! Take your religious ass back to the ship,
Rangers. There's an alert going on at the tower thing.
You can fly.
Oh, by the way, I've been working on something with Decca.
Yeah, so the Rangers.
Why does that scene right there, seeing Kai like that, remind me of Justin?
Because Kai sucks too.
Doesn't it remind you of Justin just a little bit? I hated that Ranger.
These are the Jet Jammers.
Oh yeah? Where were these at the whole time?
Me and...
See, we just built
Alpha. Yeah. Yeah. Alpha realizing that there are no ships on Terra Venture was like, that seems kind of stupid.
I'm tired of dropping you motherfuckers off to go rescue fucking...
Do I look like a space
magical
Uber?
Beasts so I can turn around and go all the way back to fucking Terra Venture to pick up the other two Rangers to come all the way back to help you pick
yeah,
up
see,
magical
Alpha's
beasts.
See, like, Alpha's
fuck
like,
that.
Do you have any idea how inconvenient it was to have you guys fucking land on that planet to look for galactic beasts, and I had to fly all the way back to get the other two Rangers and fly all the way back
and
so that they could conveniently
you? And you Rangers don't know this? It's my fault, I should have pointed it out, but you see that box over there in the corner? Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's the meter. That's how much you owe me.
That's how much
to
you owe
space
me.
Uber, apparently. And, oh shit, man, payments due!
So from now on, here are your tiny, shitty, completely
go-karts.
Exposed to the elements of space go-karts.
Yeah. That fly.
Yeah. Here's your flying space go-karts. Now get the fuck out!
Get out of here!
Future carts. We got future carts.
You motherfucker.
Xavier would love one of those.
Yes, he would.
All right, so...
He's got fucking
hey,
laser beams and shits.
We're getting chased by these winger guys.
Alpha. Alpha, why is the cockpit very exposed? Oh, because I didn't have enough money, because once again, payments due, and I couldn't do anything!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Payments
did you want
due,
protection?
Bitch!
Because fuck you! Man, I miss Jersey, Alpha.
I'm sorry. Zordon,
what was
probably,
that, bitch?
Zordon didn't tell you that this Alpha unit is a prick!
Oh, here comes the Galactozords.
Fucking the chat. Do you even know how much space gas costs right now? Just be happy you got these at all, motherfucker.
Right.
What do these run off of?
The space army isn't paying me, bitches.
What are these running off of?
Your hopes and dreams.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey, my
crushed.
Favorite part. If,
yeah,
if I had control of this show, man, I'd do some funny shit.
The Galactic
Beast show up. We're here to...
Yeah, the absorbing the gas turns them to stone.
Yep, so they absorb the gas, which fucking kills them.
Wait, it turns them to stone?
Yeah.
Quick, guys, super soft, let's
go. What the fuck happened?
Well, super soft costs money. And
no, no, super soft, we go on a 3.5-hour side quest. Let's go. Because we need one of those for Maya's planet anyways. So.
But again, rent is still fucking new, so we got payments to make.
And the monster tries to destroy them.
So they all jump up there, and they all fucking create Zords out of the fucking corpses of the galactic beasts.
Well, or it they revives them.
Yeah,
and then
right.
Turns them into Zords.
Kai jumped on this Uka Uka, and he's like, can you move? Please move. Please move.
Monkey.
Do something, monkey.
Monkey,
do
something. Transform.
Okay, now
I
don't like the lion in Zord mode. Some of them actually benefited from it. That
like
looks
the
dumb.
Cat.
That looks the cat. Yes,
it looks more like a liger though.
He's weak. He's somewhat weak. I'll agree with that.
He doesn't look good. Do you get pictures? Okay, so the condor looks fine.
Yeah, very sweet.
Condor still looks like
the wolf and the cat. The wolf and the cat look good. big titty monkey does not look good.
No, those are not titty monsters.
Shane,
Those are not titties. Those are bongos,
Shane.
So that way, when it beats its chest, it's got the war drum going.
Can I please remind you of something?
That makes it awesome. Now I like that Zord.
There's like an episode.
You're welcome.
In like the 130s or 140s, where we already looked at these fucking mechs.
Yeah, I know, but it's been a long time.
Fair enough.
Man, I really had to fart.
All right, now we can use these and actually transform. Shane.
And all these guys are running, and the Condor's like, legs, fuck that.
Finally, Megazord.
All right, where'd the bullhorns come from?
Yeah, Megazord, it's okay.
Where'd the bullhorns come from? None of them are bulls.
Shh.
I want to know where the bullhorns come from, because none of them got
bulls. And the monster's gone.
Yeah, just they like killed that. The shit out of that monster.
The monster was a bitch.
It was a complete fucking joke.
Monster's only power is sleep.
Yep.
Look, I could just make you go to sleep. I can't do much.
They give the kid a medal, and the kid is like, well, that's fucking great, but I'm still an orphan here. And then they decide, we've got the fucking mega ship.
I wrote the greatest joke.
We
for
got
that
these
too.
These jet.
The
things.
Kid gets a bronze medal for calling the Power Rangers, so should I get a purple heart for sneezing while pissing? past me has some wit.
So, yeah, the Rangers are like, we got these things, we could fly them back to Earth.
We could take them back.
Back to Earth.
And you like how he's like,
oh, and we're getting a transmission from, we're getting a transmission here on Terra Venture. Who the fuck is transmitting to us? Well, who the fuck else can it be?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Was Damon in the front like the...
Exposure!
That's why he ain't going to be there
Commander,
as much in the next episode.
We're kidnapping this kid. Bye!
Well, you guys wear color-coordinated outfits. You're very trustworthy.
No.
You guys fight monsters for us.
The
fine.
Kid gets to go in the new basement now.
We've already seen this. The humans, they will just fucking, as long as it's a Power Ranger, they'll be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
So if I literally got the shittiest fucking costume in like a paper bag, colored it a Power Ranger color, and they're like, well, you, sir, are a Power Ranger.
Well,
and
Power Rangers just... They show up and they're automatically trusted.
Yep.
I know.
There's never a question.
They're like, oh, fucking Power Rangers. All right.
You've even seen evil Rangers tear apart the fucking city, and still, when Rangers show up, it's just like, oh, yay!
I remember years ago when a green guy attacked us. He was kind of a dick, but we liked the rest of you.
So the kid gets to go home. Yay.
Such a happy, happy ending. But what they don't really tell you is that they jettison the kid into space. Because like Alpha said...
In the space basement.
Because like Alpha said, space gas ain't cheap. I can't get to Earth and back, bitches.
No shit.
So and they're like, guys, we're by the moon. If we don't turn around now, we ain't going to make it back. Fucking just launch the kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
That puts us up to episode 6 when we come back, because it's been 2 hours.
I'm thinking that maybe we could just rip through some of them real quick.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking we're going to have to sacrifice and just rip a couple episodes down to the
people
bare basics.
Are screaming for face cam.
Even though we're going to come across some major story plots coming up.
Why face cam real quick? I don't know.
Ronan's yelling for face cam.
He wants everyone on screen for the face cam.
There,
so we can point
screen.
Out Old Man Scott and say happy birthday. So
it
happy
is.
Birthday,
right there.
Old
oh,
Man
sweet.
Scott.
I can't be on cam. There's no way for me to get over there.
You can move the fan.
You're assuming.
You've had the fan in your way like the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I'm used to it now. That's kind of our setup.
No, normally it's
room.
Over there.
Damn it, Shane. Say the thing, Shane.
Bye. Wow.
What the fuck?
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.